जी
If there is no one else, let us move to our next part of the session, which is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm sorry. Let us move to our next session, that is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda. It's 1.2.255 onwards.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association to us in this morning call. Before usually we start reading Srila Prabhupada's quote, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote and hand over the call to you, Prabhu. One second, I just want to open that. Today, Srila Prabhupada's quote, 12th June. Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself appealed to his friends and helpers to help him in his mission, and what to speak of me? I am just an ordinary human being, so I need your help. Letter to Yogeshwara, June 12th, 1971. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you once again, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your attention. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurdun Vaishnavamkshya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraganatam Mitam Tang Sajibam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shibishakam Mitamkshya Mantra Guru Ajota Shika Guru Ganta Chardane Age Gaudiya Bandhan Vansha Kapha Trubhyesh Chakra Pashinda Beba Chakpatitanam Bhamaneba Vaishnava Namonama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pradaya Bhutala Shramadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Yata Namana Namaste Shaya Shri Devi Gurdwana Vishani Nibishya Shishna Nani Pashta Deshna Nari Kishno. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Madhya Kanda, second chapter, text 255. Dekhiya garjaya prabhu kore hun uhun kare mui shei bole bole barba mui shei bole barbar mui shei I am he we can consider how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually revealed himself to his followers as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It certainly wasn't imminent or obvious from the beginning of his appearance. Even in his youth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not revealing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's thoroughly absorbed in Vidyalila, in the pastimes, as Navadeep Chandra, Dijamoni, the crest jewel of the Navadeep Brahmins. Extensive descriptions are given by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur of the Vidyalila, where we've already come to the end of that now, just at this particular section, the second chapter, Madhulila, at the end of the Adikonda. In Vadikonda, Mahaprabhu, he finishes the Vidyalila, end of the Adikonda. He finishes Vidyalila. So the Vidyalila, 10 chapters from, or even more, at least more 10 chapters, 11 chapters from chapter 7. The Vidya Aramba Anushtan is there when he's desiring, actually, even at home. Gore Sharva Shastra Bujiya Shamihito Goshti Maje Prabhu Borite Hoiluchito. Thakur is describing how Gore at home Sarva Shastra Bujiya Shamihito. He had already completely understood the descriptions of there. And within a few days, he had mastered all of the letters of the Bengali alphabet. And he was composing the names of Krishna. He was teaching himself the writing, Bengali, by writing names of Krishna, Murari, Banimali, Bangshi, Dadi. And this amused the residents of Mayapur tremendously in hearing him practice ka ka ga ga. Could you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead learning how to speak and witnessing that? And at home, actually, Nimai had already Sarva Shastra Bhujya Shimihito, he'd already completely mastered all of the Shastra, Sarva Shastra Bhujya Shimihito, completely, Ghore, at home. And Goshti Majay, however, Goshti Majay, within a group, Goshti Majay, within a group of like-minded people, just like we have our friends and that we have our confidence, we spend time with, we share things with them. We don't deal with them in the same way we deal with people in general. We deal with them in a much more confidential way, many secrets, many personal things we share with them regularly. But that's only a handful of people. There's a few people. So things we probably family members and some other extended family, some dear friends, we share such things with. And that's natural. So how is that natural? Because we're Mama Eva Angsha, we're part of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord also likes to have confidential relationships. And close relationships and dear friends. So he wants to go to school and develop friendships and mentions Kamalakanta and Krishnananda and Murari Gupta, the young school friends of Nimai, and the pastimes that they perform. So he wants to play and he wants to go to school. Goshti Maje Prabhu Porite Hoilo Chitto. Goshti Maje, within a group of like-minded friends, Goshti Maje, Prabhu Porite, to study Hoilo Chitto. He developed a desire. That's also very fascinating that it's only in the beginning of that section, which is chapter 6 of Adikonda, that we hear that Mahaprabhu, he has a desire to study with others. We hear that for the first time. So it appears that desire wasn't there before. But Prabhu Goshti Maje Prabhu Porite Hoilo Chitto, it appeared in his heart. It appeared in his heart. So that's very fascinating. That even though he's Sarvagya, he knows everything. Vartaman, Vedaham, Bhavishani, Chabutani, everything happening in the present, the past, the future, I know. But still, he surprisingly, a desire appears. Hoilo Chitto, it appeared. Hoilo. It came into his heart. He started thinking, wow, if I could study with friends, that's fascinating. That when he's performing Leela, he has changes in his thoughts and consciousness and mind, like a person. And it's all simply based upon how the reciprocation with his dear devotees can be further facilitated. He's thinking, let me go to school and then we'll be able to have interaction with Murari Gupta, with Kamalakanta, with Krishnananda, with Gangadas Pandit, Navadipa Ache Pandit Shiromani, Gangadas Pandit Hene Shandipani, the Adhapak Shiromani, Gangadas Pandit, Navadipa Ache Adhapak Shiromani, the Shiromani, the jewel on the head of Navadip Adhapak Gan, the professors of Navadip. Gangadas Pandit, when Nimai goes to study, he's not just going to get some teacher out of convenience because it's nearby and we can get the bus to and from, or because it's a school that's a good reputation, or it's a school that's not expensive. All of these reasons. Or many friends go to that school. No, Nimai goes to the Adhapak Shiromani, the topmost, the jewel, the crest jewel of the Navadip scholars. Nimai wants to study under him, naturally. Gangadas Pandit, he's Hennu Shandipani, he appeared just for this. He took birth just to become Nimai's teacher. Imagine that. That's just everything else is coincidental. It's just to have these pastimes. And Jagannath Mishra, he knew that Nimai desired to study with Gangadas Pandit, had that desire. Hoilo chitto, goshti majay prabhu, porite hoilo chitto. He knew that. So he took him to Gangadas Pandit. And when Jagannath Mishra, he arrived there, and Gangadas Pandit, he sees him, he stands up. And then they respectfully embrace each other. They sit on the same chair. And then Jagannath Mishra says, I brought my son. There's no other mundane type of interaction like, oh, it's so hot, isn't it? Or you know, can we pay by card? Or do I need the assist? I brought my son to your shelter. You teach him. And Gangadas Pandit, oh, it is my honor to have such a pupil. I will treat him like my son. And very quickly, Joto Baka Gangadas Pandit Koren Shukrit Shunile Matro Thakur Doren. Joto Bakya, whatever Gangadas Pandit said, Byakaran Shastre Ekanta Tottabit. Thakur Vrindavandas describes the qualification of Gangadas Pandit. Byakaran Shastre Ekanta Tottabit. The very end, Ekanta, as far as you could possibly go in terms of Byakaran Shastriya Tatta, the truths, the conclusions of grammar of Sanskrit. Byakaran Shastriya Ekanta Tatta Vit, learned to the ultimate end. Gangadas Pandit, Addapak Shiromani, Jato Bako Gangadas Pandit Koren, whatever he said, whatever words emanated from his mouth, Jato Bako Gangadas Pandit Koren, Shukrit Shunile Matro. Hearing it once, Thakur Doren, he remembered, Nimai remembered. This is a quality that regularly features, regularly manifests in the pastimes of Shishtachi Nandan Goshundur and different occasions in the Keshav Kashmiri Digvijay. And he memorizes the whole 100. He repeats one verse. It's not the beginning one. It's not the end one. It's number 54. How he remembers him here. He could have just, in other words, he's saying that. He's indicating that you pick any number, he could recite the verse. Because he just recited the one that had the mistakes. So that means he could have recited any. He memorized it all. He could have repeated the whole thing. And in this way, he astounded the mind of Keshav Kashmiri and further astounded him with his discussion on the grammar. The Nimai Pandit, who defeated the Digjai Keshav Kashmiri, who the whole of Navadeep had become terrified by just hearing his name, that he was coming on the elephant with the parade, with his troop, troubadours and horsemen and followers and entourage, and the Digvijay Pandit coming to Navadeep, who can stand before him? Otherwise, Navadeep's fame will be diminished, and on the bank of the Ganga, spontaneously. Nimai shatters the pride of the Digvijay Pandit by demonstrating this quality. Whatever he heard, and from the very beginning of his studies, he demonstrated this quality. Whatever he heard, he remembered. Goshimaje. So then the Bidulila. So prior to the Bidulila, there's an Abala Lila. Then Shachinandan is displaying his opulence. When he's in the childhood, that's when the Aishwarya Bhav, the godly, the mystical powers manifest. Pashchat Lukai, and then when he goes to school, he starts Bidalila, then he's not carrying on after five, up to 5 years old. Many examples are there. Just like the sound of ankle bells, the nubore dhoni kotai, they're looking, Brahman and Brahmani in both directions. From where is the sound of the ankle bells coming? Our son doesn't wear ankle bells. But what's even more astonishing, that look, the footprints of Sri Hari are all through the cottage. The Shalagram Shila must be coming off the altar at night and walking around the cottage. This is our last birth. Jagannath Mishra. He's thinking his conditioned soul. and he's doing such nice puja that Thakur is giving blessings, maybe he will be liberated. He's thinking his conditions hold. and Sachinandan, Gaudhari, Krishna Chandra is living in his home as his son. So just as to play with his father says, bring my book. And so he's running in, and the sound of ankle bells, why is that? He's just embellishing the moment. He has his mystic powers. It's just like he's just getting the feel of them. Running in. Ding, ding, ding. How are the sound of ankle bells coming from? And then the footprints around the house. It's just like he's just getting the feel of his of being in the Adikonde, the Amrit Shravan, Jai Shishu Rupe Kridakore Narayan, Adikonde Kota, Jai Amrit Shravan, Jai Adikondo, Adikonda Kota, Jai Amrit Shravan, Jai Shishu Rupe Kridakore Narayan, the Vaikunthanath, Supreme Lord, Sri Hari, Shishu Rupe is a young child. Kridakore, he's playing games. He's riding on the shoulders of the thieves. It's like a joyride. And they're even passing Sandesh, and he's enjoying it. And they're thinking they're taking him to their hideout. And boom, lo and behold, they've put him down in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. He runs into the lap of Jagannath Mishra, and they're astonished. It's a mystical. I showed you Dekai Nana Baba Balaba Pragatio. And the Ganga Jal Kela. He's causing such trouble. This is before Vidyaramba with Gangadas Pandit. He's just going to some local place and coming back. He's going to some class, but it's not Gangadas Pandit because that comes later. This is chapter 6, Ganga Jal Kela. Chapter 7, Vidyaramba with Gangadas Pandit. Chapter 7 and 8, going to the house, going to the toll of Gangadas Pandit, which is in the area of the Pachgat. Pachghat, in that area, the toll of Gangadas Pandit, where Nimai would walk from Jogpit and then come back, take bath. So he was giving the bath every day. Well, that was later when he was going, but before that, he was not going, you're not already not Gangadas Pandit, but he was coming back, taking bath in Ganga for several hours. The Brahmins, they had to bathe several times. He would spit water on them. He would throw dust on them. He would spoil their offerings. He would sit on the ashon. He would eat the boga. He would put the garland around his neck and laugh. The Brahmin's taking bath. What? Yeah, yes. Be satisfied. The object of your puja has been fulfilled. I have eaten. And the Brahmins are chanting Gayatri. He comes up. He grabs their legs, pulls them under the water. He spits in the face. Who are you meditating on? Who are you meditating on? I am the incarnation for the age. Even he steals the deities, he steals the shastra, he changes, switches the clothes, even the komaris are not spared. Ama puja karo, ami debo bar, Ganga Durga Dashi Mor, Mahesh Kinkar, worship me. Is that same conclusion that Krishna propounds on Kurukshetra, Gita, on the rot with Arjun, that manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji worship me mam namaskaru bow down to me. That same instruction, that same conclusion, mame kang sharanam sirandam to me, goshando on the banks of the Ganga, and then shishu rupe as a child, it's like playing a game. He says the same conclusion, ama puja karo, worship me. He comes, he takes the offerings. They've come to worship Lord Shiva. The young unmarried maidens, Brahminis, Kumaris, worshipping Lord Shiva. A Brahmin, this is Navadip Bashi, Navadip gone. They're the Brahmins, the Bipra, Rishipara, Navadip Brahmins. Chaturdik hoite log Navadipe jai, Navadipe poile she bidda roshpar. Navadip famous. Navadipe poile, if you study in Navadip, she bidda roshpar. You get taste for learning. Chaturdik hoite log Navadipe jai. From all directions, they were coming to Navadip. Navadip porile, if you study in Navadip, shay bidda roshpa. You get a taste for learning. So the Brahmins were there, the society of the Brahmins. Every day they were coming, aristocratic Brahmins, elderly, renowned sannyasis, householders, Brahminis, ladies, the Kumaris, the Brahmacharis, everybody, everybody bathing on the banks of Maa Ganga. That's what the action was. Navadipe Shompo Dike Bone Bare Pari. Who can describe the opulence of Navadip Dham? Ek Ganga Ghate Lok Lokshnan Kore. Ek Ganga Ghate. In one ghat, Lok Lokshnan Kore. 100,000 people bathing. The Thakur Vrindavan Das is describing for us. Just imagine. So and Goshanda, he was the king of the ghats. The king of the ghats. The king of the boys. And they were all mischievous, and he was the ek number mischievous. And so he said to the girls, Ama Puja Goro, Ami Deva Ba, I will give blessings. Worship me. Ganga Durga Dashi Moor. Ganga Durga Dashi Moor. Ma Ganga, Ma Durga, they're my maidservants. Mahesh Kinka, Lord Shiva, he's my follower. Just when the girls are saying, oh, Nimai, don't be so foolish. This is Goshanda Avatar, Chaitanya Avatar. They all go and they're making complaints. Sachimata, the girls to Sachimata, the Brahmins to Jagat Mishra. Jagat Mishra. So furious, he picks a stick up, taking a stick, and goes to the Ganga, walking up and down. Where is he looking? Where is that Nimai? Where is he? They said, Vishwambha. Oh, he hasn't come today. The boys, they call out there in the water. We're waiting for Vishwambha. He hasn't come yet. Oh. He goes back. He's still frustrated. And then you see he's coming down a different path on different bank. Ganga there. Whoosh, wind. The coconut trees. There's no buses. There's no auto rickshaws. No motorbikes. He's walking on the sandy paths. And the breeze is blowing. Coconut trees are swaying there. The breeze of the Ganga. Here's some boats out there, some fishermen, Ganga, birds. She's walking on the path, sandy path. There's the ink is on his body still. Ink, his hair, just like it was in the morning. Ink blotches on his body, looking like Champa, Shona Champa. Just now, Shona Champa, golden Champa. Shona Champa, surrounded by bumblebees. Go around there. He's got the ink from school. You're seeing him, he's walking down the path. Vishwambhara sees him, Jagannath Mishra sees him. He comes running in, he climbs up on Jagannath Mishra's lap. Putra Darsh Anande, Guchiro Bichar. Putra Darsh Anande, when he sees his son, that bliss, you imagine. The Sri Hari, he comes running home, he sees you, he raises his arms, he climbs up on your lap. Jagannath Mishra, he's enjoying this Matsalya Rosh. Putra Darsh Anande, the bliss of seeing his son and experiencing that embrace. Imagine being embraced by Gaudhari. Putra Darsh Anande Guchiru Bicha. He forgot everything about the Ganga, the Brahmins. He just forgot everything. Sneha Punno Hoilo Duha Kichu Nahi Ar. Sneha Punno, just completely absorbed in affection. Amma, give you the oil. I'm going to take bath in the Ganga. And they're discussing, how is it that he must have been there, that the Brahmins couldn't have been lying, you know, but how is it he comes and the mystic opulence, I showed you Dekai just to get out of trouble. He's playing like anything, he's in for a big, into a big thrashing, boom, mystic opulence, I showed you Dekai, the Supreme Lord, he cruises home, his father can't do anything, look, he's completely innocent, it's evidence. Now Vidulila, then he's a student. He's a student. Vidulila, even as he matures, Nimai Pandit, Dvijamoni, the jewel of the Brahmins, he would even ridicule the Vaishnavas. Make fun. Maybe, well, look, they're coming down the street. The Vaishnava, they see me, they walk different direction. Why is that? He asked the student. Oh, but maybe he just remembered some urgent. No. Nimai, I said, no. They don't want to talk to me because I'm talking about Byakaran, Alankar. They only want to talk about Srihari and his glories. In this way, he's glorifying the Vaishnavas. He's glorifying the Vaishnavas. And he's Brahman and he's worshipping Lord Vishnu. We see in the Jogpit, you see the Adhokshaja Vishnu Deity. We hear every day Bisharup would rise, he would take bath in Ganga, he would come worship Shalagram Shila. Jagannath Mishra is worshipping Shalagram Shila. He's performing the after the Cease of Footprints. He asks Sachi Devi to cook the Paramanna and Pancha Gobbi Abhishek for the Shalagram Shila, Damoda Shalagram Shila. The Brahmin Vaishnavs, but he's not performing Shankirtan with a Shankirtan party of Advaita Acharya and Shivash Thakur, Harirash Thakur. The Vaishnavas are already here, assembled in Navadeep. They've assembled to prepare for the Mahaprabhu's coming. And the verse we're discussing tonight, the first verse that I am he, we're coming to it, we're getting to this point. I am he, I am he. Yeah. So Nibbida Lila completely, he's a student in the mood, not in the mood of displaying opulence. This is any incident we can't think of. Of course, he defeats Keshav Kashmiri. He demonstrates his mystic opulence. But still, in the dream, Saraswati Devi, she says that you don't know this pundit. He's no ordinary pundit. He's my Prabhu. And therefore, Vilajamane, out of shyness, I couldn't manifest on your tongue in his presence, Prabhu's presence. So he's my Prabhu, and he's realizing, Devi, whose Papitrati mantra he'd been job chanting so devotedly that she gave him blessings. This mantra job, it gives a siddhi, mantra siddhi. He had the mantra siddhi by chanting the japa. It's what they did, the japa, the rounds. You do enough, you get the mantra siddhi. Because we do to get the prema, Krishna prema, but still, anyway, you get the mantra siddhi. That's just what it is, comes along, because you get the mantra siddhis. the siddha Vaishnavas have the siddhi. Their desires become fulfilled. Krishna fulfills their desires. What more perfection do you want? So, Bidalila. Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, the remembering, you could remember everything. So you defeated Keshav Kashmiri in a dream. In the dream, Master Saraswati Devi, he's my Prabhu. So Keshav Kashmiri, he surrenders to Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. But Mahaprabhu is not further developing that and starting to instruct him and others. No. And then there's an incident there where he goes to East Bengal. This is still in Bidulila, this is just after the marriage of Lokipriya. So before second marriage not happened yet, the Vishnupriya. So after Vishnupriya marriage, still he was Nimai Pandit, still taking classes and teaching. So even at that time, before even giving up the Vidulila and beginning the Sankirtan, he did begin in a dream in East Bengal, Rajshahi, he went because so many, the East Bengal, Purva Bengal Bhumite, they couldn't come to Navadeep, but that Nimai was famous there. His teachings were famous. So he went to East Bengal, the border, Padma Nadite, Padma River, it's Keturi, just near the birthplace of Narottam Mahashai, Rajshahi district. And he stayed there for 3 months on the banks of Padma River, and many people came. Even he gave certificates. Yeah. Maybe one of those that'll be 500 years old, someone can show a certificate of Nimai Pandit. Maybe he signed them. He gave certificates, it mentions, to the students. Some, not all, those who did his, I guess, assessment. That time, Lucky Priya, she left. She left. But at that time, when Brahman was there, Tapan Mishra, and he had a dream that this pundit, Brahman, he's come. He's not just an ordinary scholar, he's Supreme Lord. You surrender to his feet, he'll instruct you. Shadya, Shadana, Kichu Nahijani. What is Sadhya? What is the goal? And Sadhana, how to achieve it? And that time Mahaprabhu instructed him, Bahu Shisha, what is that? Bahu Granta Shuniba, not to Bahu Shisha, Bahu Granta, Brunta Hoimon, you become bewildered hearing too many scriptures. There's Chaitanya Charitamrita. That description is there, verses there. Mahaprabhu mentions that in the Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu quotes some Bhagavatam, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashteva Nashteva Vigotinam. He quotes the Harinam. And then Mahaprabhu himself declares that Eishlok Namboli Lai Mahamantra, Eishlok Namboli Lai Mahamantra, Shalanam Aitrishaka Eitantram. This is the process for the age. I'm telling you now. Eishlok Namboli, Eishlok, I'm saying Lai Mahamantra. It's called the Mahamantra. Sholonam, 16 names, Aitrishaka, 32 syllables, Eitantra. This is the process. Hare Krishna. Mahamantra, he gives this particular Mahaprabhu, he announces very clearly the process, Eitantra for this age, Sholonam Baitrishaka Eitantra. So it's very significant, the statement that he makes, fundamental. You could say one line summary of his mission is to establish the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as the process of deliverance in the age of Kali. And he mentions that to Tapa Mishra, and then he carries on and goes back and again he second marriage to Vishnu Priya, but he doesn't carry on preaching or educating people in Krishna consciousness. And then it's only at the end of Adikonda when Jagannath Mishra has left the world, and then Nimai, he goes to Gaya Dham for performing Shraddha ceremony. And there he is fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmadekona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripa Bhai Bhakti Lota Beach. It's such a significant meeting. He meets the Ishwar Pui Prabhupada, and it's a major change. It's the end of Adikanda, finishes there. He comes back, he's changed. Maha Ashambhav. What is that? Adbhut Kota Maha Ashambhav. This younger brother of Srivas Thakur, in the morning they're collecting all the Vaishnavas who are collecting the flowers. So on Kunda tree in Srivas Thakur, Srivas Anganai, this Kunda Gach, it gave flowers all year round. So Vaishnavas would regularly gather at that tree in the morning. And they would be picking flowers for the puja. And there's a Kunda, it's fragrant. And all year round that tree gave flowers. So they're always there every morning. And Sri Ram, he comes as the younger brother of Srivas Thakur, and he's so elated, and they're all noticing, and they say, "Well, you're so happy today. Well, what's the news?" He says, "Yeah, certainly it is." And they said, "Well, what is it? What's that?" And he said, "Well, then you listen." He said that Maha was that Ashambhav Kota. What is that? The Ashambhav, what's that? Apurva Ashambhav Kota Maha Ashambhav. Nimai Pandit Hoilo Parama Vaishnav. Maha Ashambhav, that which we never thought would happen. Maha Ashambhav, the most impossible thing. The Apurva, the Maha Ashambhav, that which we never thought would happen. Nimai Pandit Hoilo Parama Vaishnav. Nimai Pandit has become a great Vaishnav. I was there when he returned, and he was just describing, he just mentioned Bodhapada Tirtha. Just mentioning that place where he saw the lotus feet of Vishnu, and he met Ishwar Puri Prabhupada in that holy place. Just by mentioning the place, Bodhapada Tirtha, then the tears of love of Godhead, they just burst out from his eyes like a flooding of Maganga. And in this way, he's become a changed person. Parama Adbhut Kota. Parama Adbhut Kota. Maha Ashambhav, Parama Adbhut Kota. The most Parama Adbhut, extreme, amazing news. Parama Adbhut Kota, Maha Ashambhav, that which is just, we never thought would happen. Nimai Pandit Hoilo Parama Vaishnav. Nimai Pandit has become a great Vaishnav. Not that he become a devotee, but he's a Param Vaishnav. Nimai Pandit Hoilo Parama Vaishnav. Which means he's constantly shedding tears of love of God, and he can never forget the Krishnas. He's a darshan of Krishna. He's fully immersed in the Prema Vesh. And love of God is completely overwhelmed him. And then he begins to say the Shankirtan pastimes. And still he hasn't revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, he's just performing Sankirtan pastimes. And that goes on for some time. And even that goes on. Yeah, that goes on for some time before How long it goes on for after initiation? Well, not so long, because initiation is after initiation is chapter one, Madhur Lila. And there it's describing the what happens, you know, how it's being affected by Satchimata, his pastimes at home and everything, and Vishnupriya, and how they're dealing with his being overwhelmed in love of Godhead the whole time. And he's chasing after the Vaishnavas. And then this chapter, it begins to chapter two, begins to describe how he's beginning to reveal himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here to Sri Vrish Thakur is the first incident where he actually, having become a devotee and having now beginning given up the Vidur Lila, when he came back from Gaya, Shachinanda, and he's sitting in the class, and then the students ask him questions. He's just chanting the name of Krishna, Govinda Murari, Bhakshidari, and the students are bewildered. They mentioned that you're Mahasaya, for the last 2 weeks you haven't been following the curriculum. Don't know what you're saying. And even they complained to Gangadas Pandit. But and even in Nimai, he went and Gangadas Pandit, he took instruction. He recognized his mistake. He said, yeah, okay, Gangadas Pandit, he instructed Nimai that, yes, it's great that you're a devotee, but you still should be a teacher. Your grandfather, on your maternal uncle, maternal grandfather, that's Nilamba Chakrabarti, what a famous scholar he was. He was also a great Vaishnava. Jagannath Mishra is a scholar, he's a teacher, he's a great Vaishnav. So, yes, we're very, very overjoyed to hear that you become Vaishnav and you carry on teaching. And that's quite acceptable. Yes, Nimai agreed. But then next day, he's giving the class on the bank of the Ganga. He hears when Acharya Ratna from his song is Vaishnav, Shuddha Vaishnav, he's chanting verses of Bhagavatam. He's chanting this verse, which is describing how merciful is Putana. I don't know how merciful is Putana. How merciful was Govinda to Putana that she came to poison him and he gave her position of nurse as a verse there, third canto. So a Brahmin was reading that verse when the sound of the Bhagavatam entered the ears of Namadeep Chandra, he couldn't carry on with the class. Couldn't carry on giving the aphorisms and the Vyakaran, Siddhantas and the Alanka. He couldn't carry on. He's just, and he said to the students, I'm just seeing that. I'm talking about that boy all the time. I'm seeing that boy all the time. I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't give class anymore. Closed his books and tied it up in a cloth. And Nimai said, you know, you can find another teacher. And all the students are looking aghast, you know, odd. Find another teacher. After being your students, you think we could possibly find another teacher? Better to have been, at least have been your student sometime and just have that to remember rather than, even though it's not complete, or it is complete, but to take another teacher and so they all, if you're not teaching, then we're not studying. They all tied up their books and many joined the Sankirtan movement. And they asked Nimai, how do we worship Sri Hari? And Shachinandan, he instructed them that you clap and you chant Haraya Namah Krishna Yadabaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Srimadu Shudan. He instructed them to chant this mantra, as Goshundar had done on several occasions. So different devotees instructed them to chant the Haraya Namah Krishna Yadabaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Srimadu Shudan mantra, which Prabhupada described as another form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and can be chanted abundantly. We don't chant it enough in ISKCON. We chant other mantras, but only we should chant. Prabhupada has actually written about chanting Panchatattva Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaina Gopal Govindaram Srimadu Sudan. In the books, these are the mantras Prabhupada has indicated we should chant. Because Prabhupada's example is there, he chanted Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya and Anita Gaud Hari Bol. Prabhupada also, he didn't mind that he's chanting that in the kirtan, but that's pretty much all we need. But predominantly should be Hare Krishna and Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Prabhupada said, especially in Mayapur. So the boys, they joined, and in this way, Mahaprabhu, he gave up the teaching. And in this way, he's performing Sankirtan with the Vaishnavas, performing Sankirtan. And then this time there's some trouble from the Kazi. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the whole incident there before the marching on the Chankasi's house, which is later. And so it's quite later, described as a later chapter of Madhakanda. This is chapter 2 here. It's quite a bit later there, the marching on the house of the Chankasi. But there was trouble. There was some the rumors that the Nawab Nawab Hussain Shah, actually, where Rupa and Sanatan were in Ramkeli, in Malda, in gold, as the capital, and it's joined to Mayapur by boat, of course, Ganga, and still you can take the Ganga. That's where Farakka Dam is, in case you wonder where the floods in Mayapur come from. It's a dam. So my Ganga comes down here. From there, and then the boats were coming. The rumor was that the boats were coming down the Ganga. And, you know, anyone doing Sankirtan would be arrested. So Srivas Thakur, he was a little bit in anxiety about that. He was worshipping Lord Nrisingadev in the temple. So at that time here, this time when there's this anxiety about the Nawab soldiers coming and arresting the Sankirtan performers, so then this I am he. Nima is beginning. Nima Chandra, Navadev Chandra, Bishamba, Goudhari, Shachi Dula. He's beginning to think that it would encourage the devotees that they understand that I'm incarnation. I'm Jagavata. I've come here to spread the holy name. And so the devotees will be greatly encouraged to hear that. They're already special people. There's Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Harirash Thakur, the Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the Vishnu, Mahavishnu. They're already assembled, but they don't know that they're all covered by the Jogmaya. They don't know Lord Brahma is Harirash Thakur, and he doesn't know that Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. And that Mahavishnu, they don't know these things. Is this Advaita Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu? So he's going to reveal himself. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu is not in Mayapur at this time. Nityananda Prabhu is not here. He hasn't joined. He's the last to join. I think he joins in chapter 3 or 4. Next chapter or the chapter after that, he joins. He comes and comes to Mayapur. That's all a nice leela there. His first meeting of Hrishananda and Avadhut Chandra assisted the temple here behind ISKCON. This Nandanacharya Bhavan, where that incident took place, where they first met. So now Nima is thinking, Navadip Chandra, he's thinking that I'll reveal myself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that'll encourage the devotees. So Muishe is on the bank of the Ganga, and he sees the cows, and some are chewing, some are drinking the milk, and he remembers Vrindavan, I am me, and immediately we're here. He runs now. In that mood, hey, mortal, dhan, gala Shivasher Gore, Shivasher Gore, went to Srivas Thakur's house. Ki kori Shivashaya, balaya hunkari, what are you doing? Nrisingha pujaya, Srivas Jai Gore, he was worshipping Lord Nrisingha in the temple. Puna, puna, lati, mare, dahare, duhare. The Lord's kicking the door. Lord's kicking the door of Srivas temple. Kaha puja koro. Kaha Dhyan, who are you worshipping? Who are you meditating on? Jaha puja kocho taha deko vidyaman. Jaha puja taha deko vidyaman. The one you're worshipping, look, I'm present here. I'm standing here. Look, I'm present. Vidyaman, I'm present here. Look. Sir, blazing fire. Open the door. Is samadhi bhange? Is meditation broken? Meditation broken. Deki Bura Shane Poshi Ache Bishambar Chatur Bhut Shankar Chakra Gara Padma Dhar. He sees Deki Bura Shane Shiranta Sharashti Thakur. Oh, I went on to verse 260. How could you possibly stop at verse 259? I mean, who said stop at text 259 or anything? It was right in the middle of the moment. he opens the door, he sees him. Not meant to know what he sees. Deki birashane boshiachin vishamba birashane boshiachin. He's sitting in the birasana. A lotus that is described by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you can read it. It says it's paddashan with the jnana mudra. It's birashana. Paddashan with jnana mudra. He's sitting like that with four arms. Shankar chakra pada, Shankar chakra gara padmadhar. What a deity. Wait. Someone like to make that deity for us? I think you could do it. Sitting, paddashan, four arms, Shachinanda, long hair. Navadip Chandra, forearms, paddashane. He saw Virshambhara sitting like a hero, holding a conch, disc, cloud, lotus in his forehands. He's roaring. Oh, I won't go on again. That's it. We can leave that for next week. Dekhi ahoyla kampa shiva sharire. Kampa sharire is trembling. Dekhiya hoyo. Kampa shiva sharire is trembling. Shtabda. The completely speechless. Hoylo shirash kichinash. So you can read that in the next week going on that. So that's where we're up to. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Thank you so much for such an interesting class. Thank you for summarizing the Kanda that led to the pastimes that we are reading now. Thank you so much. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or comments, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming and summarizing the chapter. It was very, very nice. Very grateful to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Any question?
Anyone has any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much for your wonderful class and so much realizations. So Prabhuji, there are so many books on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and sometimes the pastimes, they seem to vary between these books, and also some, I don't know, I've heard that they are not bona fide. So can you shed some light on this?
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, stick to those.
How about Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charita?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of reading. Even Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's enough for a lifetime.
Right.
What is bigger than Chaitanya Bhagavat? So, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, probably just stick on one. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the best, is Prabhupada translated.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu.
Prabhupada also expressed interest to translate Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Kolkata, he was discussing that with Jagataka Swami and Bhavananda Prabhu. He was discussing with them about translating Chaitanya Bhagavat, but he decided to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in any case, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. So it's highly recommended. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended his preachers read, and Prabhupada was interested to translate it. So they would be priority books. Chaitanya Charitamrita, number one. Chaitanya Bhagavat, number two. After that, whatever you got time for.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. The reason I asked is some pastimes we hear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from some other sources. In hearsay, like, how do we know whether it's bona fide or not?
Well, anything that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's bona fide.
Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful association and inspiring us all to read Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, and it makes a great difference when we read the books with the viewpoint of giving exams. So something stays in the mind, just not grass level reading. So thank you for encouraging us for that.
Thanks for the feedback. I appreciate it. I'm glad to hear that you find it valuable.
Thank you.
Any other questions? That's Paramesh, Shadi, Dividashi. That's a question on this evening's topics.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhu, I have a question. I mean, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has chosen specific devotees to show his, to show himself as Krishna, and rest of them were always, I mean, he was a hidden form. So why did he choose certain devotees? First of that question. And secondly, like, that, you know, what is the, I mean, why those specific devotees specifically, and then why not the rest of them in that case?
Yeah, what can we say? It's hard to speculate. Well, why Subhas Thakur first? It goes, the order is quite interesting. It goes, first he shows to Subhas Thakur and Subhas Thakur's family, brothers and their wives and everybody. They all seek this form of the four arms and they worship. And then he goes to, Mahaprabhu goes to Advaita Thakur's place with Garuda Pandit. And when Mahaprabhu sees Advaita Thakur worshipping Sri Hari so ecstatically that there's Sachinandan, he falls unconscious. And so Advaita Thakur immediately takes the articles for puja that he's worshipping Sri Hari with, and he begins worshipping Goshundur. And he's laughing, and Garuda Pandit says, oh, well, why are you worshipping? And Acharya Thakur says, you think he's just a boy? You don't understand? He's the avatar for the age. And Garuda Pandit say, what? So in this way, Advaita Thakur and Garuda Pandit, they get the realization that he's God. Srivast Thakur is just seen. And then sometime after that, Nityananda Prabhu comes, and then Advaita Thakur, he comes back from Shantipur. And in this way, the Panchatattva come together and begin performing pastimes. And that's the order that it's in. I mean, why it's in that order, we don't really need to know. It's just how it is. So go to Modu Lila Chakone Probeshila Rido Ninwa Bhalo. Just by hearing it, you're purified. That's the idea. You hear it, you remember, you see the pastimes. Monodiye Shunobhai Sri Chaitanya Kotar. Monodiye. With attention, Shunobhai. Listen, brothers and sisters. Sri Chaitanya Kotar, to the descriptions of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Jai Bhakta Sange, Jai Lila Koilo Chota Chota. Bhakta Sange, J.J. Lila Koilo, Chota Chota. Those pastimes he performed with his associates as they one after another, Chota Chota, as they happened. So by studying, by hearing it with attention deeply, Monodiye, you can see, especially if you hear the Bengali and understand, then you the poet, the Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's poetically, he's revealing. Is this yatra goyanti mad bhakta tatra tishtami narada? I appear where my devotee is glorifying me, and he's glorifying in Bengali. This beautiful language, beautiful poetry. It's incomparable. The English hardly can compare the concepts, the way that the poetic beauty in which the Thakur he presents the emotions. So you just hear it, you feel the presence of Godhari through the glorification of the mouth of Vrindavan Das Thakur. The closer you come to that, the more intimately, the more attentively you absorb your mind in that, the more you feel the presence of Godhari in his pastimes. That's the Thakur's mercy upon humanity. Krishna said, Toma Krishna dite paro, Toma shakati ache, how he can give? Because it's through his poetry. That's the art form, a kavi. His art form is he's offering that beautiful poetry to please Sri Hari. No, had no other objective. To glorify Sri Hari with beautiful, eloquent verses and eloquent poetry. In Bengali, it's beautiful. The poetry of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishna, Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kohe Bed Vyas. Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kohe Bed Vyas. The pastimes of Krishna, Vyasadeva. Chaitanya Lila Bhyas Vrindavan Das. He's a Bhyas, Bhyas Muni. So what an empowered welfare worker for humanity. What is his welfare work? You hear what he's writing. You hear, the more you attentively, the more you absorb your mind in hearing it, the more you feel the presence of Godhari. So there may be different descriptions, just like Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing that different people went to, they mentioned three people going from Katwa, from Navadeep Shantipur to Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, and Mukunda Datta. And Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions an extra person, four people. And there's differences, but what does it matter? What does it matter? You're just hearing it, you're feeling that you can do the pastime in different ways. Nitulila, it's going on all the time anyway. So you can do it in different ways, simultaneously. Maybe there's even other ways going on you haven't heard. But that doesn't matter. All of it, by hearing it, Shrabana Dishuddha Chitta Koraya Udai, just by hearing it, we feel his presence. Shrinvatam Sakata Krishna. Sundatam Sakata, eager to hear Sakata Krishna, Punna Shabana Kirtana, Rudyanta Shtohi Badrani Vidunati, that will please you. Just by hearing about him, you please him. He appears in the heart. Vidunati Shuritam, Tadami Buddhiyogam Tam. I give the Agyana Teshamaha, Agyana Jamtama Nashayami Abdabhava Shto, Gyana Deepena Bhashat, give knowledge. Give the realization. Why? This is because you're hearing. So hearing, yeah, we were discussing about the Tapan Mishra, hearing. What's the sadhana? What's the process? What's the goal? And incidentally, Mahaprabhu just briefly instructed Tapan Mishra at that time. And then he said, you go to Varanasi. And then 10 years later, more than 10 years later, Tapan Mishra was there and Mahaprabhu came and instructed Sanatan Goswami. And Tapan Mishra heard the whole detailed. That's why I told him to go to Varanasi, so he could hear the whole detailed thing, but that was more than 12 years later. Shall we conclude for the evening, all respected scholars of the Bhagavat?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, I have this question. We know that Nityananda Prabhu is the transcendental form of Adishesha. We have Mahavishnu always coming with his Adishesha as in various pastimes, like with Sri Rama, Lakshmana, and with Krishna as Balarama. Here is coming as Nityananda. So in every pastimes, the transcendental form of Adishesha is always there from the beginning with the avatara. But why in this Chaitanya Leela, Nityananda is Prabhuji is coming very in later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu? Why he's not there from the beginning?
He's there in the form of Bishwarup, who is Nityananda Prakash, Bishwarup. So okay. Bishwarup is there for Mahaprabhu's first 13, 14 years, and then he accepts sannyas. So Bishwarup plays important pastimes, and he Nityananda Prakash. So that's, yeah.
Okay, so we can consider Vishwarup Prabhu as Adishesha only from the beginning with the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
It's a question, Harita.
Yeah, it's me only, Prabhu. I was only asking you.
Thank you all very much. We'll conclude at that point. All the best. Vidya Bhakti Labho.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Dear devotees, let us please pray our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, His Holiness Sri Atul Krishna Das Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. We are ending the call chat. We'll meet again tomorrow with the next set of verses. Hare Krishna.